Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I know a lot of people are interested in that reading program for the kids that you just heard about. MyMCPL.org/fun. The girls are going to avoid that summer slide. We have Jake enrolled. Jake usually goes through that summer slide, but we've got Jake
not
signed
this year.
Up for a reading program. We're going to keep him sharp in the summer.
Not this year, buddy.
And when September comes around, he'll hit the ground running. So we're very excited about that.
Absolutely.
And also, I want to mention this. How about this? So we've had so many great listeners come out and join us. D-Wags was here earlier. The Carpenters were out here. Not the band. Actually, the band was out here. I wish they were. That was great music back in the day. Our man Jeremy's been out here. And how about this? Listen to this. So a gentleman named Brian came over here and gave us a card. He's with the Foundation for Exceptional Warriors. And you can get more information at exceptionalwarriors.org. And it's to provide adventure-based opportunities to exceptional warriors who serve together to heal together for terrific people that serve this country for all of us. And he let us know that there's a gentleman here that is enjoying breakfast at Pega's. He served this country in World War II and the Korean War and the Vietnam War. 94 years old, and he's sitting here hopefully not listening to the show, hopefully enjoying his breakfast, but let's get a round of applause, Jake, from and boy, a tremendous thank you to that gentleman. Can you believe that? Served all of World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War here with us, enjoying breakfast here at Pega's. I mean, that gave me goosebumps. I mean, I am in awe of this gentleman. And so if you want more information about Brian and his organization, exceptionalwarriors.org, and wow, what a, that's awesome. And so, you know what? Come out to Pega's on Johnson Drive, right off of Neiman, and enjoy breakfast. Mention 810, get $2 off your menu item, and thank you for your service to that wonderful gentleman there. Now let's talk to Jarrett Sutton, who comes on the show to talk NBA playoffs. He talks about the Porter family repeatedly with us. You know, whatever we want, really. Hello, Jarrett. How are you?
I'm good, Stephen. How are you? I must say, I think I got goosebumps as well hearing someone that served in three wars. I don't know if I've heard of someone doing that, especially in the Kansas City area. So yeah, I got to thank that guy for his service.
Jake, can you see if we can grab his check at least? We'd like to pay for his breakfast. That's the very least we could do to thank him for everything that he's done. Yeah, that is, I mean, goosebumps, that's the right word. Jarrett Sutton, now I'm going to ask you a very simple question, and I want you to be honest with me. I don't want you to tell me what I want to hear. Just tell me what I need to hear, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Where will Jonte Porter be playing next year?
Right now, my gut tells me he's going to go back to Missouri, actually. I think that's really changed over the last week or so. Obviously, his situation in Chicago with testing, I thought he interviewed really well. But everything that we've heard since he left Chicago is that he's leaning towards returning to Missouri. I know he worked out for the Spurs, I believe, yesterday. And I know he's going to go through the individual process of working out for some teams. But he has less than a week to make his decision, and I think it's up in the air, honestly. I think it's the decision if he wants to go play in the G League in a town that's you know, not an NBA market, or if he wants to return to Missouri and play in Columbia and play in the SEC. So I think it's leaning, though, towards Missouri.
Nate Ducati, do you have any questions about Kansas draft prospects for Jarrett Sutton before we move on to the Western Conference Finals?
Where is Doak going to end up going?
I think Doak's going to end up back at Kansas. That would be my thought. I think he did really well in Chicago. I thought he showed well. I was really impressed with Speed McKay Luke, actually. I think he really helped himself in Chicago. Doak tested really well. I thought the strength that he showed was that he's changed his body over the last year. That's the big I think area of improvement for Doak is getting that conditioning, getting the wind in his lungs, I guess you could say, is trying to be more efficient to be able to stay on the floor. And I thought that was good for him. All in all, I thought it was a good experience for him in Chicago. But with this draft and with the bigs in this draft, you know, I've said it for quite a while, this draft's really good. 2018 is good. 2019 is wide open. And I think it's a smart decision to go back to college. It's his decision ultimately. But, again, I don't know what you learn going back to college. But in his case, I think there's so much area he could grow and really improve upon in college to where he could really take a big jump next year and just help his draft stock and be able to hit with a team that may be an opportunity where he could stick and stay and get in a better opportunity his rookie season to play minutes. And ultimately, that's the goal of putting your name in the NBA draft is, can you stick? Can you stay in the NBA? Not just get drafted. Can you have a long, sustainable career? So I think going back to Kansas is the right decision for Doak.
All right, you said Svi impressed. What in specific did Svi do to help his stock?
Well, I think, you know, at the combine, the 5-on-5 period gets talked about a lot. I think a lot of that is for programming. I do think it's for ESPN to talk about these guys, to have Billis on there, have Woj on there. That's part of it, and teams watch the 5-on-5 period. Ultimately, you know, if you're a good evaluator and these teams see these college players and they have their college scouts scattered around watching games throughout the season, you do have a good understanding and a good idea of who the player is when they get to Chicago. The most important piece of Chicago is the interview process and getting to know the player, ask them some questions about their background. Some teams do it differently where they'll have psychological testing. It's very interesting how teams interview. But everybody I talked to in Chicago and other teams that I talked to with Svi was impressive that his interview went really well. He played well in 5-on-5, tested well. The medical went really well for him, and he conducted himself like a professional, and I think that's a good sign. I think Svi is probably a very soft-spoken guy. You can tell he's very humble, was very, I think, open and had discussions with a lot of people, just even kind of waiting for medical testing. He was walking through, saying hi, being very polite to the NBA staff, and all that's good stuff. I mean, I think he just showed really well. During the course of the week, it's a long, long week for these players, and they go through so many extensive medical tests. The 5-on-5 period, I think it's a refreshing time for them because they get to play. The ones that do decide to play, but the medical testing is so much, and I think he handled himself really well. There's some guys that didn't handle themselves well, so I think that's a good sign for him.
Steven, I want to ask another question real quick. I've had a couple K-State fans, my buddies, that are on that infamous text message chain. Steven, want to know about Barry Brown. What do you think of him?
Yeah, Barry Brown. That's the name I've been asked about as well. You know, he wasn't a part of the combine process, and I think with Barry and talking with some of the K-State coaches, Barry made such a huge jump last year, and it was good for him. You know, I think returning is the right decision for him. He's a guy that I think just has to be a little bit more consistent on both ends of the floor. But defensively, he was really good last year. A guy that I think can shoot it, can put it on the floor, go to the rim. He's more of a point guard at the NBA level. He could be a combo scoring guard, but I think seeing more consistency out of him is important. I think you can say that with Dean Wade as well. Dean really improved. Those Kansas State guys are really intriguing. I don't think in this draft, but again, I still talk about 2019 because that draft is wide open, and a lot of these guys can really play themselves into a good spot in 2019. I think Jonte Porter falls in that conversation as well. You know, he could be a top 10 lottery pick in 2019. So those even Tanate from West Virginia was in Chicago. You know, I saw he took his name out of the draft process. That's a good decision for him because a lot of teams like him. But this draft is very solid. There's really good players, especially in that second round, 40 through 50. Even when you drop to the bottom of the second round, there's really good names there, names that are very proven. Kenrich Williams, for one, at TCU. I mean, how good is Kenrich Williams? That's who you're going up against. I'm not saying these guys can't play in the professional in whether that's the NBA or G League, but how do you best help yourself moving forward in your NBA career? I think Barry Brown has a chance But I think it's the right decision in this case for him to go back and have a good year, get himself ready for the combine process next year and maybe have a better body of work, more consistent body of work, and then you're in a good position to possibly get drafted.
Pegas. Stop by and have breakfast with the Border Patrol. Going to be on the air until 10 a.m. Mention 810, get $2 off any item on the menu. And let's see.
Golden All right, looks State. Like we're having, Stephen, we're having some problems with you. We're going to have you redial real quick. You've been breaking up a lot on us. We'll keep this going with Jarrett Sutton, and we'll have Stephen redial the equipment there because it's breaking up a little bit. Again, he's at Pegas on Johnson Drive. You can tell that Stephen was about to turn his attention to the NBA playoffs. Let's start with that Golden State versus Houston situation. How surprised have you been, if at all, by the way the Rockets were able to get that victory in Golden State, particularly in the come-from-behind fashion that they did?
Yeah, so I thought that was most impressive for Houston, what they did in Game 4 to tie the series at 2. They only played 7 guys in that game, and you know the Warriors are always going to go on a run. They're always going to have that. You know, they talk about the third quarter with Golden State, how good they are in the third quarter. That's true. The Warriors are a third quarter team. That's where they kind of make their big push and pull to get leads and really, you know, shoot teams out of the gym. I thought Houston did a great job of really locking down. And in that fourth quarter, they just shut down Golden State. Relentless defense from P.J. Tucker. I can't say enough about Chris Paul and acquiring him, not just for what he does offensively and getting guys shots and scoring the ball. He's such a underrated point guard. I think he's one of the best point guards in NBA history that just hasn't had the success in the playoffs. But he's such a terrific player, but he's such a great leader as a point guard. And he's so intelligent, him and James Harden together. A lot of questions going into the season if they would work well together, and you're seeing that play out in the playoffs. Trevor Ariza was great. Clint Capella, his rim protection, so good. And then they had Eric Gordon come off the bench and really give them a lift. Didn't shoot it all that well, but look, they're sticking to their guns right now, and that's the playoffs, right? I mean, the NBA season is such a long season. You know, it's a grind. The Rockets won 65 games for a reason, and now they're in the playoffs, and that's, you know, the summer period last summer, it was all getting themselves ready for a chance to play Golden State in these Western Conference Finals, and you're seeing guys step up. I thought just the toughness late in that game to shut down Kevin Durant, to shut down Steph Curry, force tough shots. I mean, Klay Thompson couldn't even really get a shot off at the end of regulation, and, you know, they didn't call timeout. There's some conversation about should Steve Kerr have called a timeout. And these guys, you know, have been around each other so much. They know the system. They know their style of play. I think give Steve Kerr some slack on the timeout, but man, I thought Houston just closed. They did what they had to do to even out this series, but they got a big one tonight. They got to find a way to win this one because that's most important. I mean, Golden State doesn't shoot it well in that fourth quarter. They have one of the worst shooting quarters of the series, but a lot of that has to do with Houston's defense. And can Houston continue to do that? Can they get P.J. Tucker grabbing 16 rebounds as a guard? That's what's most impressive. And Houston, you know, that last summer they're talking about getting J.J. Redick. They ended up getting P.J. Tucker. That was a good decision for them because they got some grit. They got toughness. He's a guy that can defend. And look what Boston's doing with Marcus Smart. You've got to have a guy that can lock down in the playoffs. And that has been P.J. Tucker for this team. He's been a huge lift for them. And then, of course, James Harden and Chris Paul doing what they do. And I don't think James Harden has necessarily played as great as James Harden was in the regular season, but he's finding ways to be productive late in games and make some big shots. And that's why Houston's able to get a win and even out the series.
Right, I got a couple of questions for you. First, Andre Iguodala missed the last game with his bruised lower left leg, and so he's questionable. How much of a difference does that make with Iguodala coming back, if he does come back tonight?
That's a big difference. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy that has 6'6 length and a great defender, one of their best defenders, and Golden State's one of the best defensive teams over the last 5 years. When you talk about having, you know, Klay Thompson and Durant and Draymond Green and guys that can really guard, and losing him, and not just from what he does and what he provides defensively and his ability to be a shot maker, but it is what he is as a passer. He's the guy that makes the hockey pass. He's the guy that sets up Klay Thompson. He's always finding Klay, it seems like, off down screens. He's a veteran player, and he's again, another guy that has a high basketball IQ and knows how to win. He's been in these moments. And I think Sean Livingston gives them great minutes. Jordan Bell is the guy that they drafted that gives them minutes off the bench, but they started Looney in game four, and I think Looney's really good, but they're really missing Iguodala because he does provide so much on both ends of the floor, and he also provides the leadership perspective. So I do think it was a factor, and I think that's what Houston has to get ready for. You look at the depth of Golden State compared to Houston, I thought that was with such an adjustment, I guess you could say, with the Rockets, and that is part of playoff series is what coaches make adjustments. I thought it was interesting that Houston just went to seven guys, and even Gerald Green only played 12 minutes. So they're going with their guns. They're depending a lot on their stars, but they're also asking a guy like Clint Capela to play significant minutes. And I think that's the key with Houston is how can they continue to win two more games against a team like Golden State that has all the firepower, and it took everything for Houston to win this game. Now the Warriors get Iguodala back, but another thing, Stephen, that you got to remember is Klay Thompson is banged up. I don't think he's fully healthy. He has an ankle injury. You could tell he was really hobbling in game four, and so that's what I want to see in game five is Klay Thompson healthy? Because that's a lift for the Rockets. I know it's an injury, but that helps Houston in this case. But they got to find a way to win at home. And a big game for them because it goes back to Golden State. And if Golden State can win game five, that's going to be tough for Houston to come back from.
So Iguodala and Klay Thompson both questionable for tonight. As I said, I had a couple of questions. So my next one is, how do you change now what you predicted before these two series? Do you stick with what you went with, or did you change now? Who do you think is going to be in the finals?
Man, it's tough. You know, I think people – I underrate Houston. I think Golden State is the team to beat. I think they're the favorite. I think they're the favorite to win the finals. But I do think there's something really special about this Houston team with Chris Paul. And Chris just kind of propels them to get through and grind it out in moments of adversity. That's the piece that they really missed last year. If you go back to the playoffs last year with the Rockets when they played the Spurs, you know, they depended so much on James Harden. When James didn't play well, his team shut down. Well, now if guys don't play well, Chris Paul is in their ear, and he is pushing them to fight through it. And so much is made of these playoffs, too, about, oh, there's these blowouts and our team's giving up, and, you know, are they just saying, hey, we lost this one, we're moving on to the next one? Well, the Rockets were down 12 and found a way to come back and win in a building like Oracle that is a tough, tough place to play. I still like the Rockets. I do. I think it's going to be tough. I'm going against the grain. I think Golden State, obviously, is one of the best teams we've seen over the last 2-3 years. But it starts with their defense. I mean, Kevin Durant looked lost in game four. Once Steph Curry got it going, and Steph has been inconsistent as well, shooting the ball, and he's fully healthy. So, he's not really been the most consistent shooter, but even when Kevin Durant is not involved and Steph got the hot hand and they're trying to find him, it looks like Kevin Durant looks a little lost. And you saw that at the end of game four, those last few minutes. You know, Kevin Durant will catch the ball in an isolation situation. They want him to go make a play. And it's almost like he hasn't touched the ball in a while. And P.J. Tucker is in his, you know, in his legs. He's forcing off him off screens. They're making it very difficult. They're closing off his airspace. So he's not really getting good looks. And so I think that, to me, is the adjustment that D'Antoni has made is the Rockets' defense. And, again, the offense for Houston is move the basketball. When they've won the two games in this series, they have not just depended on Harden and Paul. They've moved the basketball and made the extra pass. I still think that's such an important piece of Houston is when they move the ball, they're very good. They do need P.J. Tucker and Ariza and Eric Gordon to make shots, Gerald Green as well. They need other people to step up and make plays, but they still have to trust that. They have to move the ball. If they do that, I still think they could win the series.
Jared, thank you very much for the time, my friend. We will talk to you again very soon.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
That's Jared Sutton talking NBA draft and NBA playoffs. Again, I'm live at Pega's American Family Restaurant on Johnson Drive here off of Neiman. Stop by, have breakfast with the Border Patrol. Mention A10 and get $2 off any item on the menu. Go to Pega's.com, P-E-G-A-H-S.com for all the locations. The special's good at all four locations all day long, but we are at Johnson Drive and Neiman at Pegas. And don't forget, tonight you can listen to Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals between Houston and Golden State right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.